It's Sister Chat time. I hope you have got yourself buckled in because you just never know where this conversation can go.
You are here with your co-hosts, Fiona Daly and Courtney Passfield, and we are so excited to bring you another Sister Chat. Stay tuned. Fiona, Sister Chat time.
It is.
And look, we always
also,
love...
Also, we weren't here last week because Courtney...
Oh, yeah. Soz peeps on last week's recording not happening at all. My kid, my youngest, was sick and then I thought I got the coot too, but I didn't. And I mean, it was a bit of a drama, but, you know, we survived.
She packed her bag. She thought she was going to the hospital. She was legit going...
Yeah. Well, then we worked
you
out.
You were dressed nicely as well.
Thank you. I didn't even wash my hair to go.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was like.
Bless.
Well, there's nothing worse than when you get flown out and you've got really dirty hair. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's obviously other problems going on when you get flown out.
But
dirty hair's not on the top of the list.
1 out of 10, don't recommend.
Yeah, exactly, because then I always have to pack. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Sister chat today. No, well, I think I got bitten by a spider and yeah. It was a bit of a show. We're not gonna lie. So sister chat last week did not happen. We apologize, but we are back in your ears and we love being back in your ears. So sister chat today, we thought we would have a little conversation about kids' sports and what that builds for them. Right?
What so, it builds for them.
Yeah, like the connection and all those sort of things. And we're bringing this up because obviously, like we have talked about plenty of time, Fiona and I both have daughters each and they are going to be in their first little dance concert this weekend and we are excited AF. I'm not going to lie.
We are very excited.
It looks cute as shit. I've never been involved in anything like this before because, I mean, this is the first sort of kids' sport thing that I'm getting into.
She did air quotes then.
Yeah. In case you, well, obviously you didn't see, dickhead. So, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. So, our girls are just so friggin' excited.
And they're not in the same thing together.
No. Not at all.
They're, what does Ray Ray do?
She does musical theatre and...
Acro. Sweet. And what's acro?
Look, I don't know. There's a lot of tumbling. There's a lot of
cartwheeling and stuff.
I think it's just cartwheeling to songs.
Oh, cool.
To a beat.
I mean, that takes some serious precision of coordination.
Yeah, whatever. Something that she doesn't have. So Kelsey is still 4. I mean, does she just wander off with the fairies halfway through the show? Yep. Practice run last Sunday. I was like, oh, girl. But then she was showing me it this morning and she was so funny. She was like, I was like trying to get her to do all the different things and I was like, do it. Well, actually, I'd done her hair. We do two little buns in their hair. So I did the little buns in her hair and I wanted to practice to make sure it would be right for when she does the tumbles,
yes.
Like where to put them because she does so many tumbles.
Very hairdresser of you, yes.
Yeah, no problems. and so I got her to do like a practice run for me and then she was showing me all these different moves and she was so funny. Like she did the somersault and then she did the bridge, you know, when they put their hands behind them and bridge like pop their like bellies up towards the air.
Yeah.
So she was doing that and I was like, there's another one like where they're laying down on their bellies and they kind of like one leg goes out and up straight and then the other leg kind of creates a bit of a triangle to like hold that leg out.
Oh right, yes.
It's called the telescope. Well, that's what she called it to me this morning. She's like, "This is the telescope."
That on practice video.
Is that what it's actually called?
Yeah, literally called the telescope.
No way.
Yeah.
I look at it go, and then she's like, "And then,
I know this."
And she was like, "This is a cobra," and she was just getting right into it. Like, and it's so cool to see their excitement and their fun and things
and
like that.
And their confidence too.
And their confidence, yeah, it's so good for them. Like, so Kelsey, there's 3 of them that are around the same age, and they're the youngest of the whole thing. So they're like the big girls are all there, and they're all helping. And there's one beautiful girl, and I don't know her last name, but her first name's Hayley, and she's just gorgeous. She literally just looks after Kelsey the whole time, but she's like, "Okay, Kels." Oh, Ray, come with me. Like, she just really looks after her so well. It's so beautiful to see different ages coming together like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is nice. That's sweet. Lenny is, she does ballet.
Yes.
So, and that was a...
She's a little bit of a tutu fairy.
It was a physio decision, really, of what would be good for her to work on her core muscles and her legs and stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got there, because we were practicing at the hall, she was like, oh, please don't make me do this. I don't think I'm going to be okay. I'm really scared. And I was like, it's okay. What if you just pretend you're dancing with your friends like normal, but we're just somewhere different. And I said to her, sometimes I get scared, and when I get scared, I decide I'm going to try my best, and then at the end I always feel good because I did it even though I was scared. Oh,
that's a good way, because it's, you're right, like, what do we talk, like, what are you trying to tell your kids? Because you don't want to, like, dismiss their feelings.
Yeah.
And you want them to know that they're, like, relatable too, yeah. Right? Like, oh, yeah. Mum gets it too, but then you don't want to be just like, get in there.
Yeah, get up on that stage.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's what I told her. I said, oh, you know, and then at the end you'll feel really good, like, if, you know, just try or something like that. She had the best time, and mm-hmm. she did so, so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad that she's just doing the one. She's just doing the ballet because yeah. it's a lot for her.
Yeah.
Like, she was worn out.
Yeah.
Because we did it all day Sunday. She yes. was worn out Monday, like, she had to have the day off school.
Yes.
And so, yes, I feel like...
So I want to go into detail a little bit with you because mm-hmm. Yesterday, so we were both at the salon working together, and you were telling a gent about
because he gets the feels, yeah.
Yes, and so you had a guy who, you know, you talk about NDIS together, and you've got a beautiful yeah. relationship together, yes. like as yeah. for a gentleman coming in for getting a haircut.
Yes.
And it was one of those things that when you were explaining about Lenny doing it, you got – teary and yeah. like quite emotional. Can you talk me through?
I still feel a bit teary about it. I cried. Yeah. Well, I cried when I watched Ray Ray do it because I was like, oh, she's so like,
it's but just... that's like in a cute, like, oh, it's so yeah. cute way.
I was like, oh, I'm so proud. And she yeah. was like,
waving at you.
At me. I'm like, do dance. And then I was like, hey, get back. Because that was supposed to run off somewhere, and she's like standing in
too
the front.
Too busy. Yeah, I know. I'm really like excited to see how much she does and then how much she doesn't do because she's so excited about the whole situation. But with Lenny.
Oh, Lenny, I cried the whole – I just had like – my tears were just running down my face because yeah. it was – well, I thought to myself, if only her surgeons could be here
yes.
to watch that in person.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't – there was – like at one point there, we didn't know if she was going to walk or anything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly.
She is doing ballet. And, I mean, in my unprofessional opinion, I was like, she's keeping up. She's yeah. – she – to watch her, I'm like, oh, she's doing the same as them. It's – she doesn't have the core strength and yes. she doesn't have the leg strength. So for her to point her toes and hold herself upright like that
yeah.
was huge. And so on Monday, you know how she was just laying like that?
Yeah.
It's because she couldn't hold herself upright. She had to just lay down. She was too tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she put her all in to do the performance twice.
Yes.
But, yeah, it was – when I told him, I was like, I think I'm going to cry just telling you. And he was so proud too. He was like, oh, my God. And then when he left, he's like, you tell your daughter, keep on dancing.
Oh
that's
yes,
what he said
yes.
when I finished cutting his hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's so good to see, hey, like – and I think – you know, what would you have told yourself if you knew, like if you just got a 30-second reel of what Lenny would look like now when you sat in that hospital room when it first, you know, when it first all happened and you were, you know, when she was first born, like if you had nothing but a 30-second reel of seeing different things like that where there was a picture of
yeah.
her dancing, a picture of her riding a bike, you
yes.
know.
Yes.
And her in the pool too, like.
Yes, because she does think she's a mermaid.
Yeah, mermaid's yeah. a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you incredible. Think you would have told yourself back then?
Probably just it'll all work out.
Mm.
Yeah. Because you can't say it's going to be okay because people are like, well, what's okay?
And what's the level of okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that just comes from not putting – we even never put a cap on her and said, oh, you won't be able to do that.
Yes.
When she gets tired, we just say, oh, it might be because your belly muscles aren't. But yes. that's okay. We'll just keep trying or we'll
yeah.
take a break when we take a break. We don't push her to do stuff that she – you can see that she can't do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's so interesting what, you know, we talking about kids' sport and how when they have other kids around them.
Yeah, yeah. They well, even with swimming. You know, I was saying to a mum at swimming the other day, like, so Len's in a swimming group with a boy that's older
mm-hmm.
than her and they're good mates and she – and he wasn't a hugely confident swimmer because we have a pool.
Yes.
So they're
yes.
in there together. And the things that they're both doing in the lessons, I'm like, I think these two are just trying to match each other.
Really?
They're just in there.
Yeah. Bloody so competing. Are you already seeing that little bit of a competitive side in her then?
Oh, hell yeah. She's
yeah.
super, she, yeah. She competes with Braith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause he
which is good that he's older because he's like pushing her that little bit further along.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he can swim the length of our pool, which is like 15 metres.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's 15 or 16,
and,
yeah.
And she can swim it now because he can.
Yeah.
So
it's funny how that happens, isn't it? Like yeah. you sort of.
But even like even your kids, like your kids are totally different to my kids because Eli does what the twins do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like, so it's the same situation. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they
yeah.
compete with what they know.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's even in there? Elena doing different things at the same age, when she was the same age as your kids are now, she yeah. did different things because she's got the older
sibling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Gosh, yeah, gosh, yeah. I even noticed that then, say, with friends who have kids that are a little littler again, and it's just how it works, hey?
Yeah.
No, but what I want to talk about is, you know, like kids sport, we talk about it being, you know, that – being like, you know, a parent, we need the tribe, right? Like, you know, it takes a tribe to ride. No, a tribe? Is it a tribe that takes a village? It takes a village to, you know,
raise a kid. Yeah, good yarn.
So, you know, like with sport and things like that, you've obviously been doing mum life a little bit longer than me, that you have a lot more sports that are happening.
Yeah.
Do you feel that that's the case? Like, do you see that?
Yeah, because in a lot of sports, it depends. Like, so Brace Sport, he actually plays up a level because of his birth year, not his schooling year. It's different. One's calendar year is sporting and the other is financial year. So he plays football with kids that aren't in his class or anything like that.
Yes.
So at first that was very daunting and he didn't love it, especially when he can see all his mates in another team.
Yeah, yeah, they're all over there.
Yeah, exactly.
It brings separation a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, we just finished the second year of that with mainly the same kids. And it's great. And you're hanging out with different people, like people that you wouldn't necessarily have even probably come across too much.
Yes.
Yeah. School, like kids sports is great.
Yeah.
It's good for the kids and it's good for the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can just be very intense.
Oh, yeah. It's like it's a full-time job. I keep saying to Jesse, I don't know that I could ever do like work full hours at the salon's open.
Yeah.
And do what we do, yeah. Because we have something on every single day.
Yeah, every afternoon.
Every second Thursday it's in the mornings, like tutoring.
Yes.
So between
– so it's early.
Kids sports, tutoring, dancing, swimming, physio.
Yeah, it adds up, doesn't it, so quickly.
Yeah.
But it's so good to see, and, like, it's so exciting for the kids too, like seeing them just be so proud of what they've learned and achieved for the year.
Oh, just to show, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I said to Lenny, I can't wait to watch what you're going to be able to do.
Yeah.
What you're doing together. And to see these kids, you're just like, wow, how they remembered all that. Yeah. And the big kids, I get that they
have a better memory, but still
far out. Those big kids are amazing.
They're so good, hey. Yeah. It's so exciting to see. And it's just one of those things that, I know, just taking that moment to be like, yeah, This is good. Like, I'm so glad that,
yes,
you know, we've done this for the year, you know, because it's easy to go like, oh, yeah. Really? Like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's definitely things like cricket is opposite to football.
Yeah.
And I said to Braith, do you want to play football? Want to play cricket? And he was like, oh, not really.
Yeah.
So I asked him twice and then I asked him on the sign-up day.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah. And I was like, righto. I'm pretty stoked about that, actually, because
I'm not going to push the point.
Well, yeah, otherwise it would have been Friday Arves is your afternoon off.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would have been Friday Arve as well. And by Friday Arve,
everyone's
trashed. They just lay on the lounge and watch a movie.
Yeah, they just knackered, hey. It's so full on for their little bodies.
Yeah.
But I also think about, you know, Jesse was quite the –
oh, he's leg safe.
Yeah, like, but he did.
Water boy.
Yeah, but he did sports all the time, didn't he? Like, he really grew up with it.
Yeah.
And it's really something that he quite enjoys to still talk about that he did that and those memories. And you're like, damn.
Well, and special memories with his mum.
Yeah.
Because like, his mum went to all the, like, and, like, granny put in the hours.
Yeah.
It was massive. So, her and a friend would go everywhere. And she learnt how to score with cricket and do all the things, and she would wash the jerseys and all those kinds of things. So I don't know, it kind of builds this whole new community and the kids see how you show up in that community.
Yeah, and then I think it also brings the fact of when it is your turn to, like, as an adult, to step into being in community roles and being into committees and all those other things, right? Like, it brings in this, like, oh yeah, I know why that's going to happen, because if things are going to get done,
yeah,
we need a few of us.
We need to do it.
Yeah, exactly. We need to make it happen.
Yeah.
No, sure. We're pretty excited to watch a couple of little girls getting around in tutus and pretty dresses and all this sort of things. So,
yeah. How do you think Ray will go with there being a crowd?
Look, normally I'm like, Mate, she it's Kelsey. Come yeah. on. She'll be just loving herself sick. But then you just never know on the day, hey, like, and yeah. she's been so tired. And so I'm like, this week I'm like preparing for them. Like, I'm literally like, everyone's having greens powders, smoothies every morning. Like, I'm trying to keep them healthy as yeah. much as you can, right? Like, understanding that.
Yeah, but just kids just keep them amped up.
Yeah.
Like, well, I was actually thinking, because it's starting to get so hot now.
Yeah.
I need to go get some of those Hydrolite ice blocks because yes. that's what my kids have in summer. And I'm like, yes. maybe we'll do some of those on the weekend. Just to keep everyone as well.
Going. Everybody. Yes. Yep. Yeah. But we're really, really excited. So my kids don't know yet, but we're getting Jake's mum to come up. No, they don't know.
Oh,
so
shit, I'm glad you told me now.
So, like, we've legit sort of – we organised it, we had it all sorted, and then I've been saying to the kids, so, you know, on Thursday, mummy and somebody special is picking you up from daycare, and, like, Lane is literally losing his marbles. The old OCD in him is just like, who is it? Who is it? He's gone through auntie. He's gone through, like
– like, was I first on the list?
Well – yes, you and Braith were. It was like a.
It was Braith then.
Is Braith bringing Auntie, or like is Auntie bringing Braith sort of situation?
Bloody hell.
You know, and then we've gone through like Auntie L, Auntie Kayla, you know, like we've gone through the list, and then he's like, Lenny. I'm like, no. Like he's just like, who is it? So they're so excited for
on
this.
On Thursday, he's mystery. Probably going to lose his biscuit because he's like, just tell me already.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like I was getting the caravan already and like for her to stay in and. He was like, what? I was like, for our special surprise person that's coming. And he's just like, who is
stop
it?
Stop messing with this
yeah,
kid.
So I can't wait for Thursday afternoon for, like, us to pick him up. And, yeah, like, they'll be pretty excited for that, I think. Yes. So
is she going to go into the classroom?
Yeah. She'll do all those sort of things. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun so little exciting. Surprise. So, yeah, I think the kids will really enjoy it. But hopefully Kels will want to do the performance, like, I don't know. Yeah. But then I don't want to put the pressure on. And so, like, over the weekend I was helping out the back and it's one of those things that it's, like, it's pretty intense out the back of a dance concert. Like, that is one thing that I did not
– in the area I was in. Well, that one in the morning, that was terribly stressful. Those people are saints.
Yeah.
I was just like, I just need these people to just be chill and quiet and just stand in their line.
I don't know how teachers do it, hey. I was just like, I'm going
to. You know what? This is your reminder to get your teacher a really good gift for Christmas.
Exactly.
Because they have put up with a lot of shit from your kids.
Exactly. Well and truly.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like out there. And then, you know, when you like just feel yourself getting hot and sweaty and my nervous system was just like going crazy. And I was like, okay, breathe, Courtney. Just everyone breathe. Everyone just
you with
chill.
Your hands and shoulders, knees.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah. And then we had all the kids out the back and I was just like, man, I can't handle
the madness
out there. And I was like, right. Wait, teachers have like a special power. I don't know what she said, but Miss Talia clapped her hands twice and then something had a little tune that was like, look at there, look at me. Or I don't know. And everyone just looked at her. I was like, you guys.
I need that.
It was amazing. And she's like, Miss Courtney. And I was like,
bullshit. You got called Miss Courtney.
Yeah, here I am.
I see you just head inflating.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah, I was just like, Miss Courtney. And I was like, oh, sure.
If the shoe fits.
Exactly. Yeah, but no. I mean, teachers deserve a medal. I knew that. The way I looked at mine when I walked out this morning for my kids, I was like.
We were attempting to keep the kids quiet. You know, when I went out in the other area?
Yes.
It was like, keep the kids quiet and get them to line up for the next thing. Nah, it was a shit show. In the end, it was just like, you know what? Shh.
I'm bleeing louder than you trying to shut you up.
Well, I ended up just going outside and seeing if the music was louder than the kids, and it was, so we went with that.
You're like, you know what? That's
all
that
matters. Yeah, one of the other mums told me, and I was like, really? So we went outside, and I was like, let's just breathe. Yeah. Otherwise, we're just all distressed.
Getting stressed for nothing.
Legit.
So, yeah, we wanted to talk about how good kids' sports are, but how stressful they are in the same boat, but we are pretty excited.
What about
excited.
The people who, like, volunteer to do it?
Yeah,
like
I
Miss
know.
Miss Talia doesn't need to do that.
Oh,
or
no.
Miss Emma.
No, I think that they're just saints. I know. Yeah. I think that they're just
people. Do you think people just really love kids and really love seeing that growth in the kids?
Or do they love the art or the sport? You know what I mean? Like, do you call, I don't know if you call dancing.
It's an art.
Art, yes. So, you
but
know.
It
do, like,
is a sport too.
Do they love the art and that they want to keep it going or alive? But, like, I'm just so appreciative because, like, and, I mean, I'm not trying to bag out Lane, but he's not the most agile kid. And Kelsey just, like, rips around him when they're doing things. Eli tries to do a
– which is funny because Kelsey's, like, Lane's built like a tally-ho paper and Kelsey's got, like, shape to her.
Yeah, she's got a little bit of chunk.
Eli, chunky. She just has shape.
Eli is chunky, and so he tries to do a when you put your head down on the ground, a tumble, like a somersault.
Oh, right.
He tries to do a somersault and he gets halfway up, but then his butt weighs too much, so he goes to the side. it's really so funny. Good. Poor Eli. I love you, darling, so if you ever listen to this one day.
And he's probably like, my mum, this is savage.
Probably.
He's probably sued you.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to thank everybody who puts the time into committees, into kids' sports and all that sort of stuff, because the love and appreciation and dedication that goes into that is a lot. So, you know.
Don't forget to buy your teachers a good present for Christmas.
They need it.
Yep. Ask also, them what sort of stuff they like.
Look, I don't want to
buy them shit.
Yeah, don't do that, because no one wants another
coaster. I don't know.
That was a good call.
Although there's cool coasters.
There is cool coasters. Although, do you know what? I'm going to sound cocky, and I'm totally here for it. I have completed, other than my teacher guess, I have completed all of my Christmas shopping.
I would I'm here to trash you. That doesn't count when you buy everyone the same damn present. That doesn't count.
Mate, not everyone. Oh, yeah, no, all the kids, yeah.
Yep, doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
You didn't put thought into it and go,
no, this is what I did.
You were like, you were just like, they all just need a water bottle.
I mean, it's a Frank and Green one. Drink.
Yeah. Yep, kids don't know brands and shit, mate.
With their names on it. Initials on it.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a great idea, but also you
would
can't
you like, would you prefer me to go to Kmart and buy $45,000, like no way in the world, Jesus. But all this like you random
could,
shit.
Well, you know, you what? You could have bought Lenny a nice outfit or some bling.
The water bottle's cute. I don't care.
The water bottle is cool, but also
I have done legit everything, like from every niece, nephew to every little, you know, the little
every bag that under somebody. Every 13 has got a water bottle.
Yep. And then, you know, I've even got that bag that you have to fill from a special.
You've done that too.
Yep.
Whenever you're an animal. Mm-hmm. Actually, you had a delivery arrive as well on yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was Brace's Christmas birthday present.
It was already torn open.
Yeah, so it was his birthday present because I got him a telescope. You can get some cool stuff.
I know. It's wicked, eh?
Amazing. So, you know, not trying to be cocky, but
I haven't done all my Christmas shopping, but I am onto it.
Have you started?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you're getting? Everyone? Mm-hmm. You better give everybody a thoughtful present after all this.
I do give people thoughtful presents. They're not all just getting a water bottle.
Oh. But see, mine's even. Like, there's none of this stress of, like, how much have I spent on this family and how much have I done on that? Because everyone,
am I your favourite? Yes, Auntie, you are my favourite. Would I buy your children a recorder? No, because I don't want you to buy my children a recorder. But you know what? If you haven't started your Christmas shopping, probably should do that. It's 8 weeks.
Is it 8 weeks?
Yes.
This Sunday?
I don't know. I rebooked somebody yesterday, and it was like a week of Christmas. It was very stressful.
That is ridiculous. That is just mean.
And then also a good teacher present.
Good teacher present. What is a good teacher present? Like, if you were a teacher, I mean, I normally do alcohol, and like, sorry if you're against alcohol, but like, that's what I normally do because I figure y'all need a or a holiday.
I'm actually thinking vouchers for things in town, like, because both our teachers are staying, and like, I know the places they frequent only because it's a small town.
Yeah, like, stalker.
You see, and it's like, I know that they love to go and have coffee because they'll say, we're going out for breakfast on the weekend or something like that. So things like that, where it's like they
can go.
That's
what you're gonna do.
It's an experience.
Oh, that's very thoughtful.
It's not
of
more
you.
Shit for the desk.
Yeah, that happens. I mean, it's cute. It would be cute, like, when you're first starting out as a teacher.
Yeah, around like about third year, you're like, no
more shit.
Me 25th whiteboard wiper that says my name on it.
A rubber with your
No thanks. Do you know what? Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Righto, peeps. Have a fantastic day, whatever it is you are up to, and we will check back in with you next week, all going well, and hopefully no one's got the coot. And that means we'll be able to tell you all about the dance. Content.
The Dancing Queen.
Beautiful. Bye-bye.